Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
The cult.
You're early. You're
early.
Early
is that? Randy!
I just wanted to do
asshole.
It. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for letting me do
thank
that.
Thank you.
No, you didn't push back. I appreciate it.
You know what? You take the co.
No.
Take the
co. No.
He loves the
no,
co. He does
I'm
love
not.
The co.
I'm not taking
no, you
it.
Do the co, and then I'll laugh every time.
No, you're doing the co.
Love to do that. Can we do breaking news?
Oh, hang on. Wait, hang on. 1 second. We can do breaking news, Bill. In a matter of seconds, here we go. What do you
do
have for breaking news?
Come on, do it in your best Charles Kuralt voice.
I wish I could do it. That's got. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Serious. Just do serious.
Oh, Cronkite. Oh, hearing that news. We have a big event to kick off. I cleared this through Jake this one on his drive up to
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning up to the Pentagon. Yeah. He went there for this greatest day of his life.
That was a great day.
Look at it. He's still
just amazing. What a great day that was. That's wow.
A, but there's been a change up. We talked about doing something for Christmas, but we're doing a Thank the Breakers on Thanksgiving Eve.
We are.
So 6 to 9 a.m. we'll have quite a festival here. There's going to be the mill will be open early. We have sponsors. So you come in and get free coffee and donuts.
You're kidding me.
Come in at that Thanksgiving Eve.
Once we get that final, we'll get the free part in a second. We'll get the sponsored.
We haven't quite got it all.
I gotta cover some ends here. But yeah, we will have a cover.
It
likely
will be covered.
Free coffee.
Speaking into existence, Bill.
Yes. It's going down.
Sponsored coffee.
Yes.
Let's go ahead.
We'll have that down. There'll be donuts here.
There'll be donuts.
Kayser's bringing 6 dozen. He said. Kayser. We have not talked to him
he'll
about it yet.
To be here too.
He's just hearing this for the first time now. But just so you know, Jay will be doing that. But it'll be quite an event.
All right. This is Thanksgiving Eve,
and there's also going to be a something probably like that, probably like a Thanksgiving tree with a sticky note, and you get to write down what you're thankful for and put it up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could get a little
emotional. We can do that too.
It might get emotional. It might get a little emotional.
We'll put a sticker up there.
And for the tree, for the stickers like that, Greg and McSafe, you'll be running that. They will be here running that.
Okay.
And John.
Greg's already here today.
If you're listening.
McSafety? Can we find Greg anywhere? Oh, he's right behind us.
I'll be going to hell.
Yes. McSafety, do you understand that you have an assignment?
Hey. So what will they be doing?
Manning the tree.
The tree and the sticky notes. Yes. On the what you're thankful for. Yes.
You know how good they're going to be at that?
They will be.
Pick two better
no,
guys.
No, guys that have an organization.
Pick two better guys.
No, the two guys will have this all down.
Jake, I'm not joking around.
And then
at
with
all.
Safety, so it's, did anybody get hurt? No, McSafety will be there to make sure no one gets hurt.
Right. Greg will have some plan.
Yes.
That's remarkable.
Kaser already said, donuts are good. He's got him. He's already spotted.
See right there. Boom.
Kaser heard the call. He's here to give us the donuts for next Wednesday.
He wrote in already?
He did. He said, I have the donuts covered, Jay Kaser.
Patrinka will be here.
Patrinka, I hope you're listening.
Patrinka will be here. Your sister will be here.
Kathy, please bring Ron and your daughter.
McSafety says, I'm in, of course.
McSafety will be here. This will be amazing.
This is amazing.
Worlds collide. Blitzkrieg, will you be here?
No. Got a text from Garner says, what are you needing for the coffee sponsorship? I can tell you details.
Garner, we'll get
We're
back
working
to
on that as well.
I know Garner, we would love that if we could.
Who's Garner?
I don't know.
Mr. Garner.
Garner Industries?
I don't know. It just says Garner.
Garner, we'd love to have you do that.
If that's Scott then I will gladly talk to Scott.
Scott is an amazing dude, and I will. I don't mind saying that.
Is there anyone who won't be here for this?
Just tell us if he won't be here.
LeBlanc is coming down. Dennis will be here.
Of course, Carson will be here.
Carson Schott will be here. Like that. Yes, he'll be there. Swigert will be
here. What about Davison? We always leave out Davison.
Davison will be here. We'll be talking about the catch. You're talking about the catch. You can live
what catch?
Yeah, we can live it live if we want to. We'll bounce footballs off someone's foot. We'll bounce footballs
off Farley's foot.
That'd be fun.
Farley will be here.
Guilt Nerd says, "Good morning, the stool. I will find every reason to be there for Thanksgiving Eve with the stool.
It's the best day.
Will beef tacos be here? Maybe
the taco. How about this? Bring your kids in. Think the kids are doing a lot of schoolwork that day?
Yeah. Sanderson's going to be here, he says.
Sandy will be here.
Sandy, if you're here.
Scooter
with the hair.
From Roca?
Of course, Scooter will be here. No doubt.
Sandy's coming in.
Phil Roman will be here, of course, right?
Phil will be here, I'm sure.
Can I go
wearing
back to
all
Sandy?
Black.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Sandy doesn't come in very much.
Not very often.
No. Think Dip will show up?
Of course.
Dip, he called in the other day. Dip, please be here. That'd be nice. Any past workers would be nice.
It was not... our friend Scott, different Garner that will
it's okay.
is still interested in the coffee sponsorship.
I will give Scott a call if you need him.
Yeah, we'll get this number written down. Is there any other breakers that might be here? Does this interest the breakers to have a Thanksgiving Eve celebration
and to have a tree and you're supposed to write down something you're grateful for?
Grateful for.
Derek and the car will be here.
Who?
Derek and the car will be here.
Is there sticky notes you put them on the tree?
Well, we're thinking of put it maybe on a window or something. Maybe like right here. Then you can just stick them on the
next
on the window. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new tradition we're having here. When are you happier? Thanksgiving Eve. Who's going to roll in here on Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving and be like, this day sucks? Because no one does anything on that day.
We stick the notes on this.
Maybe just put them on here. Maybe it's the window of thanks.
Hey, we have a week and a half to figure that out. We'll get it figured out.
We can do it right.
Blitzkrieg has chimed in, by the way.
Will he be here? What's he say?
Excuse me. I'm Blitzkrieg.
He says, Do you guys want some breakfast sandwiches? Sure. Why
sure, we
not?
Do. We'd love
the
some.
Festivus.
Do we want breakfast sandwiches?
Say that again. Yeah. Blitzkrieg, you're hilarious. Yes, we would.
Well,
anyone else? Hy-Vee, get involved.
So just know that's next Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, 6 to 9 a.m. We're going to have Breaker Thanksgiving.
Appreciation.
Breaker appreciation.
We have a week to prepare.
Yes.
So look forward
to that. You don't have to get dressed up. Just come as you
come
are.
Come as you are. You should be good. It is time for that further
thank you
due.
For that, Bill.
For Head Scratchers. Bizarre things that happened in college football this weekend, Bill. There's quite
Reel
a few
them
things.
Off. What there's some things going down.
What do you got?
There's some things going down like that right away. I had the Ohio State UCLA just because of the late scratch. It was really weird. It was on Friday. Super weird.
Nico.
Yeah, very, very odd for us right there. OU beating Alabama. They had 211 yards of offense. OU had 211 yards of offense. They ran a pick six back. 200 and some yards. And they I think Alabama doubled him in offense.
Close.
Three turnovers, and they lose. And that 10-2 win basically puts them in. If they win out, they're going to be in. I mean, think about this one.
Oklahoma.
Alabama's got two losses.
They better beat Auburn.
And then also, if you have two losses and you have a head-to-head late in the season at Alabama. Now, okay, Alabama's still good. The SEC is unbelievable.
They better beat Auburn.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Head-scratcher. Wouldn't it be a head-scratcher? Just awesome. Kirby, some people get checks. We hit people here. He's talking about people getting checks. What he said in his post-press conference was, yeah, some people like to get checks. We hit people here.
Wow.
It was. And,
what,
and right and right now, write it down. I'm taking Georgia as the national champion.
Whoa.
I'm taking Georgia to win it all. I'm taking Georgia to win it all. They have an edge to them. I'm telling you. How about this one? Navy beats South Florida. South Florida was the shoe-in to go to the playoffs.
Group of five.
Mm. And guess what? They couldn't slow South Florida down. It looked like, I mean, they had 500-some yards. But Navy had like 580 or something. It was insane. And Navy brought in their backup quarterback, and they couldn't stop him either. It was absolutely insane watching Navy on offense. Now Navy is the lead team. Navy and James Madison.
To get in.
To get into the playoffs for us right there. U of A beat Cincy. Cincinnati's really dropped off. Lost two in a row. And that was at Cincinnati for us. How about our team? UConn wins it again.
No.
Jim Moore.
Who they beat?
Jim Moore. They beat a really good Air Force team, 3-6. UConn. Mora going to Florida. Look for it. Nevada had
No. You're joking, right?
No, I think so. I think it's going to happen.
You think he might go?
He's going somewhere.
Oh, by the way, Fignano threw his first pick of the season that game.
Yeah.
They still won, though.
Still won.
Okay.
So, also, like that, Nevada had not won a conference game. They were dead last. They beat San Jose State 55-10. 55-10. They had not won a game in conference yet, did that. Wake Forest upsets North Carolina at that. And then when the game was over, Belichick calls a late timeout and causes a heated exchange with Dickert, I think, at Wake Forest. The old
Jake Dickert. Yeah,
Dickert. They got a heated exchange afterwards where anyway, once again, it's like Belichick. No reason to call a timeout. The game was over. Like, just let the whole thing go. How about this one? Sam Houston beats Delaware 2 in a row. 2 in a row for Sam Houston. They beat Oregon State 2 in a row for them.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self, with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org. redraz.org. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
San Diego State got beat, I think, 38-3 last week by Hawaii. And they go and they beat Boise State 17-7.
Jeez.
Go beat Boise State 17-7. And then the one that's not a game, but it's a game, that Texas A&M South Carolina game, I'll never get over it. So I remember thinking, all they got to do is kick maybe one field goal in the second half and they win.
South Carolina.
One touchdown and they win this 30 game.
30-3.
Didn't score a single point in the second half.
Not only did they make it up, they did it in 20 minutes. They took the lead with 10 minutes to go in the game. And it was incredible, some of the buffoonery calls. But the one that was incredible was the game's basically over, 31-30. Yep. They get third and one at the one. And they throw a backwards halfback pass.
A&M
throws a backwards halfback pass. And South Carolina gets on it.
I couldn't believe it.
It's like, hold it, they could win this. Yes. Then they get a big play. Yep. They're at the 40-some yard line. It's second and one. I'm calling the game. I go, okay, no timeouts. It's okay. Run the football. Get the first down. You might pop it for a big run. Run the football, get the first down like that. Nope, took a sack.
And then another sack.
Another sack. Then back-to-back sack. Another sack.
To end the game.
It was like, who's calling this game? The whole thing hinged off of one play. The first drive, A&M has the ball. Like, we got to score. We're down 31. We're down 30-3 like that. They have a 4th and 12. 4th and 12. And they scramble. They, being A&M. Quarterback scrambles for a first down. They go in and score, and then everything flips. If they stop them, it's their ball. South Carolina's ball at the 50, up 27. Their ball at the 50. Game's going to be over.
This game, this play at the goal line I talked about. They're up by one. It's third and goal at the one, and they throw a backwards screen pass. It's like, what
to the quarterback?
Hell are you doing?
To the quarterback. Halfback throwback.
It was behind him.
I just want to see if I'm telling you right now. I know that you have to be listening to what's being called if you're the head coach. All of a sudden, hey, let's go flex right, halfback throwback to the quarterback 8 yards deep, and we're on the 1 yard line. Would you not be going like, no.
No.
If nothing else, you run the ball, and if you don't get it, you kick it, and you go up by four. That's what you do. Instead, you gave them the ball. If South Carolina, and they had plenty of chances, would have went down and kicked the field goal to one, you could have never lived with that one forever as the offensive coordinator. It was the worst play call that I've ever seen done at the time.
I still don't have a defense for that. It's horrible.
Well, they won, though. They won.
But they're
undefeated.
The head scratchers were just...
That was a lot of fun.
There's a lot of things you just go, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
How about Kirby onside kicking up 11 with 14 minutes to go?
Up 11 against Texas.
And a little walk-on grabs. It could have ran. Oh, I got to ask you this. Me and Greg talked about this yesterday, and he said what you would say, and I'm like, okay, let's see if he'd say that. So number 32 grabs the onside on the bounce and has all – he could run for 30 yards. He goes down.
Oh, he should have ran it.
Oh, Greg, that's what I said.
No, he should have ran it.
He said, no, Bill's going to say
–
Time
out. All right. I said it should have ran it because it had been fun to run it. The ball's coming back to recovered it. You can't advance it.
Oh, he can't advance it.
I wish you should have ran it just because it could have been fun.
Okay, Sipple's wrong on this one. So you can't advance.
No, you cannot advance.
So
that.
You went down correctly.
That's correct. Once you get the ball, you go down.
It could have been fun to see him go.
He's like you.
He could have just sprinted.
Yeah. So I mean, could have been fun because he's on TV.
It wouldn't have counted, but it would have been awesome.
No one knows that. That could have been cool to see. That's my whole point. His parents were like, do it.
But Bill, I'll tell you this. They didn't say that on TV.
They didn't cover it, right?
They didn't say he went down. Yeah, they didn't say he went down because you have to. Maybe everybody.
Oh, man.
Did you know that, Jake?
I think I was aware of that, yeah.
You think so? What percent?
Texas is
75.
I don't think Texas can beat
A&M.
Can beat A&M, but who knows? We saw A&M play really poorly. Then so I've never seen a quarterback get scratched from everything possible. It, like you can, there, you won't even get mentioned in the Heisman. We've erased your name like that, and in the second half, win the Heisman.
Marcel.
I've never seen a quarterback look
Marcel Reed.
And I'm watching this game with Leighton of House Menders now, and I go Leighton. I go, he's, you can't tackle him. He's untackleable. You can't touch him. He's just, you can't.
Remarkable.
He just gets around, and they started throwing it on a heater, and it was like
they got on a serious.
That's
heater.
What
can't Beamer do something to slow that tidal wave?
You have to have some way of in a pressure situation. Yes, you can do some different things, or you know, I'm going to force him. His most dangerous scramble is where downhill between the tackles. That's what's scary. Not when he's side to side. It's the downhill, but it was a remarkable game to watch.
Hold on. Can't Beamer do something to slow this, the overall snowball that's rolling downhill?
What they had to have happen was they had to have the offense answer somewhere.
Do something.
They didn't score a point.
All they were even do close score to scoring.
No, they weren't.
Right. Well, the ball
they had, here's what they did, too. Really. So I'm like, it was scores 30-10, and they're in field goal range. I'm like, kick it.
Yeah.
Fourth and one, going to go for it. They went with a timeout inside zone loss of two with an athletic quarterback. I'm like, what are you doing for a play call? That's what you went with for a play call. If they get that first or if they just kick it, it's a way different game. It's good. My time I'm thinking, hold it. They just went down and scored. You match with the field goal. That means it's like that's kind of a lose now. You're going, okay, we just gained 4 points. That's not doing a lot for us here. But it was buffoonery.
That is head scratchers.
Oh, my God. We got to play the game.
It is way late. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe in Shut Up Simple. Today's topic is NFL running backs, current ones. I give you the player. You tell me what team he plays for.
Okay.
I give you the player. You tell me what team.
32.
This is not from the 80s, not the 70s, current day.
32 teams, Bill.
Yes. You think you know your NFL running backs, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. I think 4-1 the record last week. You guys overall 36-19-1. Dominance.
It is dominance.
You okay about NFL running backs today?
Yeah.
Current running backs. Not from the 70s.
No.
Current. We feel really good about that.
Killed that.
Lydell Mitchell.
Okay. Jeez, we've got Dylan. How do you feel about current NFL running backs today?
Pretty good. I'm a manager of a few fantasy teams.
Oh, okay. We have no chance then.
He does fantasy football.
We have overtime only. Just two teams.
Yep.
We have no chance.
We get in overtime.
First question goes to you, Dylan. What team does Travis Etienne play for?
That would be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Brilliant.
That's correct. Jags 1-0 lead for Dylan.
Jags.
Sip. First question. What team does running back DeAndre Swift play for?
Oh, watched him yesterday. What a back, Bill. Dude was on a roll yesterday. Plays for the Bears.
Where did
he come from, by the way?
Georgia, right?
Yes. It was the Lions before, I think, right?
Was it the Lions? I think you're right. It was the Lions.
Hey, Bill.
Bears. How about the Bears?
Yeah. Bears are 7-3.
Swift is a dude. They were just handing it to him late in that game.
1-1 tie back to you, Dylan, for the lead. What team does running back Tony Pollard play for?
Tony Pollard. Tennessee Titans?
Brilliant!
Wouldn't have got it.
Come on now. We got to get to overtime.
He's a Titan. Yeah. Bill's in play.
Okay, I'm in play.
To force the tiebreaker, last question. What team does running back Jalen Warren play for?
I've never heard of him, so that's not a good
Jalen Warren. Now, he's obviously their third string running back, right?
No, he's not.
Jalen
is the starter for this team.
I mean.
Go ahead, Steve.
Seahawks.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Never heard.
Jalen Warren.
No way. We're
he's a starting running back.
He must not have played college football. Did he come straight from high school?
Don't know where he played at. Well,
Coffeeville.
Dylan, congrats, Dylan. You get bagels. Thanks for calling in.
It's from Independence Junior College. You play with Barley.
Thank you very much. Shut up, Triple.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, you should ask him if he's going to help sponsor anything for the
This is for Bill. Tiebreaker. How many NFL players all time have 100-plus rushing touchdowns in their careers?
How many all time? 100-plus. That's a lot of
touchdowns.
Wow, this is a weird one.
Yes.
24.
I don't know. 24 over 100. That's a good number. I'd say 26.
Believe it or not, it's only 10. 10.
Yeah, I didn't really shock. Yeah. Yeah,
she's, like, your number was fine. Even I thought Barry Sanders had 99. He didn't get to 100. Sean Alexander had 200. I think the most all-time, Emmitt Smith with 164.
Jeez.
Now, see, I wish things would get done like this. I wish they'd bring like Barry Sanders back and make him active for one game.
It's because one.
See if he gets from the 1 yard line.
Four carries at the one.
Because if he gets down, hey, first one at the one, Barry, you're in. What's he, 50?
53 years old.
Just suiting up. Jogs out
just
there.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Ah,
be nice.
We lost.
We did.
Hey, we took an L.
Yeah, we did. Well, we had no chance, really. And then Indian. Hold it. You think those are fair? The questions on where the
Jalen won.
Yeah, I think that was fair.
Tony Pollard was kind of a tough one. He is not doing very well with Tennessee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hour 3 is next. An early break in the ticket.